Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine. And today we're going to be talking about an event going on this Saturday. And in studio, we have Jason Hedden, the Executive Director of Recruitment and Community Relations here at Gulf Coast State College. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. I'm still getting used to that new title.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no. We used to have you on every Friday with the arts department here as well.
Right. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to have to introduce you to Dr. Jennifer McAtee, who is the new chair of Visual and Performing Arts. I want to connect y'all because I know she would love to come and share all the great things that they have planned over there.
No, that would be so exciting, and I appreciate that.
Sure.
But we have an event going on this Saturday.
We do. Super Saturday.
Can you tell me what Super Saturday is?
Sure. So Super Saturday is sort of a one-stop shop to prepare for fall classes. So classes for us start August 22nd, just a few weeks away. But it's not too late. If you've not even applied to the college yet, fear not. We're waiving the application fee on Saturday. It's only $10, but hey, $10 is $10, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's a half a tank of half a gallon of gas, I think, is what that is. But we're gonna have representatives from all the important offices on campus related to registration. So advising will be here, financial aid will be here, veteran services will be here. We'll have representatives from some of the academic programs. So if you need to come and you need help with your FAFSA, you need help with an application, you just need to register for classes. Maybe you need to talk to somebody in from counseling services and just find out what things we have available for you. But mainly the goal is to help people get ready for classes starting on August 22nd. And if you work 9 to 5, maybe you can't get to the college during the normal business hours of 8 to 4. So this day was set up particularly for those folks who can come on a Saturday morning and check a bunch of stuff off their list.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like you said, the one-stop shop. I mean, because they're going to do car decals as well.
Student government will be here. You get your photo, your student ID.
Yeah.
You can get your parking decal. Yeah. Pretty much anything that you need to be ready for classes to start, you can come do Saturday morning. And I should say we're here at the Panama City campus from 9 to 12. We're also at our Gulf Franklin campus from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. Same time, but they're just in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, different time zone. Right. So, yeah. No, and that's always confusing too. But no, I love that. And so what are some of the programs that are going to be here outside of, you know, financial aid?
Well, we've put a call out to different academic divisions on campus, and some of them are sending representatives. We are in the middle of the summer, so our full-time faculty don't report back till August 15th. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably have a little less representation from the actual academic programs than we normally do when we do this again other times in the year. But a few of the departments, academic programs will be here. But fear not, if you need to talk to somebody from language and literature, actually, I think Betty McKinney has a table set up. But let's say it's a specific program, and you don't have a faculty member here from that, fear not. We'll connect you, and we'll have all the pathway navigators here who are our advisors for first-time students, and they're experts in all of the programs offered under that pathway. So really, the pathway navigator is the person who gets you set up for that first semester, mm-hmm. and then we transition you to a faculty advisor for your second semester.
Oh, no, that's perfect. And that is so great, especially for somebody who is coming back to school after a while, or they're, you know, just graduated and they're like, okay, I don't know where to start.
Sure.
I think this is great. What are some of the requirements? Like, what are some things that people may need to bring to sign up?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great idea. So, to apply, you know, we're open access. So all you need is a high school diploma or a GED, to apply to Gulf Coast. And you can do that online either, you know, before you come, or when you're here. In fact, if you want to, it'd be smart. If you know you're coming Saturday and you haven't applied yet, go ahead and do that today on the website at gulfcoast.edu. And that way you'll already be in the system. So when you show up on Saturday, we can make better use of your time mm-hmm. while you're here. You'll have to fill out a Florida residency document. This is just to, if you've been here for a year, to make sure we charge you in-state tuition instead of out-of-state tuition. So they may ask for some documents there. some IDs and things like that. But it's all that's there on the application. So you'll be well prepared. And if you pre-register, you don't have to have an appointment, but if you pre-register on the website, gulfcoast.edu/SuperSaturday, again, we can sort of run you through the system. And so we're more prepared for your visit. So we know where you are in the process, so we can tailor the time we spend together towards that student's particular needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, where can people find that information as well?
Sure. It's all over social media. It's Super Saturday on Gulf Coast State College Facebook page or Instagram or all the other social media platforms. But the easiest place is just to go to the main college website, gulfcoast.edu. If you scroll down to the very bottom of the page, you'll see a link to Super Saturday or gulfcoast.edu/SuperSaturday.
Awesome. Well, Jason, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this morning?
No, I think that's it. We encourage folks to come out. I guess I would just say, you know, it's not too late. And if you just graduated high school or you know someone who just graduated high school in the spring from Bay, Gulf, or Franklin County, we also have the Gulf Coast Guarantee. This is a $700 scholarship that you don't even have to apply for. As long as you enroll in 12 hours at Gulf Coast, you get $700. And that works out to be about half or three quarters of your tuition, depending on how many classes you take and if you have lab fees. So that's huge. That's in addition to any other financial aid or scholarships that you may be on. So if you're thinking, I just graduated, maybe I'll take a gap year, know that you would be giving up the opportunity to take advantage of the Gulf Coast Guarantee. So we hope some folks will come out and take advantage of that. As you and I both know, as alumni, there's a lot of great stuff happening here.
Oh, yeah.
We say start here, go anywhere. And that's certainly been true for me and many people I know. Nothing in the world I like better than coming back here to work at Gulf Coast. So I hope people come and spend some time with us on Saturday.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining the show this morning. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when I come back later, we're going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB on the mix.